This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
I think one of the key ways that sales and marketing can align is by talking together with current clients. And then what you're able to do is you're able to walk into your prospects. I love the way Anthony Iannarino frames this in his new book, Elite Sales Strategies. He says, you know, we were all trained to walk into our clients back in the day and go, what keeps you up at night? What challenges are you facing in your business? What Anthony says, and I wholeheartedly agree with, is you should already know what challenges they're facing in your business. How do you know? Talk to your current clients. Then you're able to go in and rather than ask, you know, some brutal discovery process, like every other sales rep get in line, right? Instead say, hey, we're continually talking with our current clients in this space. These are the challenges they're telling us about. Would you like an executive briefing on some strategies that we found to help address this problem and get this outcome? So now we're truly walking in instead of, you know, tell me your pain. Which is smacks of commission breath to the core, as we like to say it, selling from the heart. And we're saying, hey, let's do our due diligence with our customers. Let's ask them about their business. And then let's take that, combine it with what we know, and come to the market with actual commercial insight that's current and relevant and hot off the press. And I think, you know, you ask how often should you change that message? One way to look at it is if you're doing quarterly business reviews with your clients and you're listening quarterly to their needs, then you should be able to slightly change or dramatically change your commercial insights once a quarter and be able to go out and deliver a quarterly briefing.
That was kind of my mindset too, because so much of business, so much of life changes on a quarterly basis. I was thinking quarterly would likely be a good time to update, not wholesale change, but that seems to have enough time that you can test it and make small iterations, but a long enough period of time that you can make a big enough change in the end of that quarter to that you can stay relevant or stay ahead of it. So I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Now let's jump on that for a second though, because I want to just think about this. This is a great line of conversation here, because marketing then can take that, right? So marketing, we've got to wear that marketing hat and go, what are we going to talk about now? You know, like what blog article are we going to write? What, you know, what lead magnet are we going to put together? And so by marketing participating in those conversations with current clients, now marketing is able to go, okay, in this next quarter along that topic line, what are 12 blog articles we could produce? What are, you know, 12 podcast topics we could address? What experts could we bring in? What lead magnet could we put together? And so this becomes a evergreen way to keep the commercial insights relevant and fresh and escape, you know, the blah, blah, blah of most marketing out there. And I really like, you know, and I think the best thing we can do just to wrap this section up is just keep our ear to the ground with our current clients and always be adapting our message based on the nuances of the outcomes that they want.
Yeah. And so let's talk through that. So how do we adapt the team? So we're let's say a $3, $5 million organization, maybe up to a $10 million organization. We have a fledgling sales team. Maybe we're moving from a founder-led sales group to more of a robust salesperson or sales group rather. We are not only looking at inbound, but also outbound. So we're doing omni-channel type prospecting. So walk me through, is that where this revenue growth engine comes into play? And it seemed like there was maybe an outline or a methodology that we should know about.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where I had this epiphany moment, Brian. I actually, this may come as a shock to a lot of people, but despite all the advice of my business coaches and virtually every book I've ever read on success, I actually mow my own lawn. And the reason I mow my lawn, you laugh, and I can see it right
now. I'm not letting my wife listen to this.
No. You know, I understand you should delegate that and delegate to elevate and all of that. However, what I like about mowing my lawn is, unlike a lot of the work that I do in helping clients develop and execute growth strategies and training salespeople, when I mow my lawn, I see immediate results, the straight lines, the grass, and best of all, while I'm doing that, I get to listen to wonderful podcasts like this one. So anyhow, I'm mowing my lawn one day and I'm thinking about a conference I'm about to speak at. And I'm following Marcus Sheridan at this conference, which that's big shoes to fill. They Ask, You Answer, phenomenal book, huge fan. And I've got marketing people in the room. I got sales people in the room. And I'm like, what am I going to say to this group? Right? Usually I talk to marketing people or I talk to salespeople and now they're all in there together. What am I going to say? And what I realized while I was mowing my lawn, as I'm puttering across these nice, beautiful, straight green rows, is I realized I'm looking at my driveway and I see my car is in the driveway. And I realized my lawnmower has an engine and my car has an engine. Now, they both have engines. If I was to drive from where I am right now to where you live, I could do that in my lawnmower. It would just take me a lot of time to get there and there would be a lot of mockery and I might actually die on the freeway. You know, it wouldn't be good, but it would be doable. I'd much rather get in my car. My lawnmower, I found out, has two cylinders and generates 24 horsepower. And my car has 8 cylinders and generates 420 horsepower. So I'd much rather, if I want to accelerate, I need more cylinders and more horsepower. And that's when I realized every business has a growth engine. You got to where you are today. Maybe it was the founder, you know, that still has a sales hat on. However you got to where you are, you have a growth engine. But I noticed a lot of businesses are like an engine that's not running on all cylinders.